USA Radio News with Wendy King.
What goes up can come crashing down. Wall Street took a turn for the worst. Fears of a recession sent the stock market tumbling after the bond market threw up another warning flag on the economy. Market analyst Eugene Peroni.
Well, the inverting yield curve is getting a lot of attention because historically it has been predictive of an economic slowing, sometimes even a recession. So this seems to be the buzzword today, the R word, and the worries that on the horizon there could be some real significant slowing in the economy.
The last time the bond market flashed a recession warning was 2007, right before the Great Recession of 2008. The Dow fell 800 points, or more than 3%, its worst day of the year. The NASDAQ was down 242, and the S&P 500 fell 85 points. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A group of LGBTQ YouTubers are suing the platform over what it calls discriminatory practices. The lawsuit says YouTube and its parent company Google unfairly designates LGBTQ content as shocking or offensive, even though there may be none of that kind of content in the videos that were posted. The plaintiff, Celso Delay, alleges in a video produced by themselves about the lawsuit that their videos are censored, blocked,
and they refused us advertising because of the gay thing.
That's a reference to an alleged comment by a senior YouTube content curator. The plaintiffs charge at the same time YouTube does allow hate speech videos against the LGBTQ community. Thousands of people gathered at a baseball stadium in downtown El Paso to remember the victims from both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border that were killed in this month's mass shooting at an El Paso Walmart. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There won't be a Woodstock festival this year, but there will be one called Alien Fest. USA's Chris Barnes says it evolved out of a tongue-in-cheek event.
Organizers say Alien Stock will take place in Rachel, Nevada, the closest town to the famed secret military base. The website bills the event as a party in the desert that will celebrate aliens and the unknown. The three-day festival will kick off on September 20th. It started out as a joke event page on Facebook inviting people to storm Area 51. Hundreds of thousands of people started signing up. Organizers affirmed it was just a joke, and the military warned against it actually happening. So the originators say they wanted to try to channel that enthusiasm that was generated into a fun and legal event. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Archaeologists have found the bones of a giant human-sized penguin in New Zealand. They say the newly discovered species swam in New Zealand's oceans around 60 million years ago. It was believed to be one of several species of giant penguins that thrived soon after the dinosaurs died out. It's very similar to another large extinct penguin that was found in Antarctica during that same time period. The giant penguins became extinct within 30 million years as larger marine mammals began ruling the oceans. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.